राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद राधे।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री श्री प्रेमा भक्ति चंद्रिका कंटिन्यूइंग वर्स 20। इन दिस वे the independent and unsubmissive enemies and the senses have been dancing within the consciousness of the conditioned soul.
Шри Прима Бхакти Чандрика. Продолжаем читать комментарий к стиху 20.
In Gita Shastra 3.42-43, the Lord has told Sri Arjuna.
Understand, говорит Арджуна.
Oh Arjuna, it is said that the senses are higher than the body. The mind is higher than the senses. The intelligence is higher than the mind. And the soul is even higher than the intelligence. O mighty armed one, knowing this, that the soul exceeds the intelligence, ascertain yourself through yourself.
So the soul is the purest and the highest because the soul is Satchitananda, is full of knowledge, full of bliss, and full of eternity. So the soul is above all the intelligence, the mind, and the senses. We can say it's all material because our subtle body is also material. So when we are leaving this world, we leave everything behind, the material body, and the subtle body, and the mind, and our so-called intelligence. Because of that, it is all. The soul is all above all that.
I can add to this. From some point of view, it's true, but so full of knowledge, so full of eternity, so full of Ananda. But because this soul was born in Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha Shakti is minute Shakti. This means these three qualities of absolute truth or original Shakti, Purna Shakti. Purna Shakti means complete Shakti. These three qualities in minute form. This means so have little bit sat, little bit chit, little bit Ananda. What does mean sat? Sat giving form. Ananda also little. It's written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Ananda in form of Brahmananda. I am spirit. I have feelings of blissful due to I am spirit. But this soul doesn't know what she is. Someone this relationship in is God. Due to this, no Premananda. It means not complete Ananda.
Yes, because we are equal in quality with the Lord, but
not in quantity.
Not in quantity. Yeah. That is what he means. We have all these qualities, but in a limited degree.
And due to this, the natural tendency to find the completeness coming, it's called faith. Faith is always searching for the completeness. Once Narayana Goswami Maharaj asked his disciple on the bank of sea in Jagannathapuri, why this small, I don't know how it's called,
crabs.
Go into the sea. Little, because it's his home where? Or its home where? Little, because he's small,
yeah.
The sea is big. Small always trying to take shelter of the big.
Yeah.
It's a natural.
Natural tendency. Because our nature, Satchitananda, not complete. We want to find our completeness in absolute truth, in God. It's always, we search always unconsciousness or consciousness.
So this deep desire is is already implanted already.
And doing it together also. We are not doing it alone. We are doing it together.
Like the crabs. They're all together.
it's called gravitation. The force of gravitation.
Like in the spiritual world, we are also together serving.
Yeah, yeah.
Or together preparing our Swamini so that she can meet her Krishna. This is a competition. Like Sankirtan, Sangha, Kirtan, we are doing this together.
Yeah.
So then it's more powerful.
It's also, see, it's interesting what their intelligence higher than mine. It must be like this, but not always like this.
You know why? Because with your intelligence, you can guide your mind. So when the mind is diverting, with your intelligence, you bring the mind back and focusing. I think this is because of that. Written like this.
Yes. If devotee have not received enough experience of Ananda in bhajan, the intelligence have that power to give evidence to the mind the direction what he choose actually is blissful direction. The mind will tell under influence of all ego. No.
Just
there is more happiness.
You see this beautiful form? This is for your enjoyment. And then you let drown you away when your intelligence is not so fixed or when you don't have the taste in bhajan, as you said.
And, okay.
Take your time. We love you.
Bhagavad Gita. Picture. If you will take Bhagavad Gita there.
Front
picture.
Arjuna
and it's a cart.
Yeah.
Arjuna as a passenger of his cart, and Krishna is taking ruling his cart. It has also a symbolic meaning. Means body like this cart. It has five senses. Like horses.
Yeah, the horses.
It's in Bhagavad Gita itself. You can find this picture.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And the passenger is soul. And the Krishna is that person who is guiding, ruling this cart. This means if I will follow just my intelligence, it's blind intelligence. But it's here, it's written, intelligence must come through the bhajan. With bhajan, then it's possible to rule car in proper direction.
Because you have like a higher taste.
When I don't have this higher taste, I just continue doing.
Then you listen to the mind who is telling you, this is the higher taste. Let's do some sense enjoyment and you will be happy.
And really how to do it is practically, you know. When this happens, you just focus again or you look on a beautiful Radha Krishna picture.
Or you remember your taste that you have in bhajan. As a soul, in a soul consciousness.
What I experience here.
What you experience here. And then you will feel what the other things I have experienced this so many times and it didn't give me that satisfaction. It's no long-term satisfaction. It's only for the moment. It's maybe okay, but then again you are disturbed. In your mind, and with this, then you can say, okay. But you can tell the mind also, okay, maybe later, but now I want to do this.
I see you and I respect you, but now I'm doing.
Now I want to do this.
Please support me. Please be merciful.
Yes. This is like in Mana Shiksha. are prayers to the mind.
Gurudev recommended this 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago to me. I should read it.
Yes.
I have it in the bookshop.
Yeah. You should take one copy.
Yeah, he said this to me.
It's very nice.
Because,
so we can learn how to handle it with the mind.
Mm.
So we have to make our mind our friend.
Yeah.
It's not our enemy.
Yeah.
We want to make him our
peaceful
friend.
Yeah.
As Gurudev also explained that I helped you so many lifetimes.
Yeah.
Oh, Gurudev explained to you? Oh,
yeah, in general, in class also.
Okay.
I helped you so many lifetimes. Now, to do what you wanted, but please now help me in my bhajan so that I can fix more. So the prayers in Manashiksha are, oh my dear mind, oh my friend, I'm praying to your lotus feet, please help me.
That's like I could do this before I start chanting, you know, that I recite this.
Yes, it's good, nice meditation. So.
Yeah.
And then you become more peaceful.
Yeah. And once also remember that Gurudev said, maybe it is not that directly that doesn't answer your question, but somehow there is some connection. He said that because somebody was asking what to chant more, Hare Krishna mantra or Diksha mantra. And Gurudev answered, whatever makes you feel more.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever helps you to develop feelings, that should be done. Starting with this, so
okay.
Also, what all the things that before said Pranavalala, but also when you are inspired, when you are a little feeling for some seva, for some mantra, practice this more and let feelings develop from this point.
Yeah.
It impressed me very much.
Yeah.
Because he didn't give, now you should chant more Hare Krishna mantra, less. He said that in the beginning, it was years ago, he was chanting more Diksha mantra, but now he's chanting more
Hare Krishna.
Gurudev.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I can feel also the taste is coming with the practice.
It's practical.
Because the mind is always rebelling a little bit. So when we are chanting, me, I experience this every day when I start to chant my first round.
Okay.
Then the mind is like, you wake up from sleeping and it's a little, and then you try to concentrate and more, and then the taste is coming.
It's true.
So,
I'm so doing this. Same experience. In the beginning, mind is resisted, and no test so much. But during practice, test is coming.
Then the taste is coming. So
thank you, Vajra, honestly showing
me. It helps also when the mind becomes too wild to remember the explanation of Gurudev about the mantra, and I try to imagine how Radha embraced Krishna, how Krishna embraced Radha, how each other embraced very tightly. And now they call, why don't you come?
Yeah. Yesterday in Japanese class we were sharing this, and Suniti told this again, and this was the first time I really had the picture. And I need these pictures. And this can, like, we said hallmark, no? Some days ago, like, something, like an impression in my heart. And I think this will really help. Thank you.
Because, you know, the Maha Mantra Nam is more merciful than Nami. This means the name is more merciful than the named. So you can pray also to Harinam that during your meditation and during your chanting, it is revealing to you that what you are meditating within your mind, it's like a relationship. It reciprocates with you in the way how you approach the holy name. It's like when we have a relationship, you reciprocate also in the way that you are approached from someone. So the more you can open your heart and the more love you can give,
Exchange. Mm-hmm. Almost at the end of commentary.
Sometimes we forget this, but this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is non-different from Krishna. And it's all complete, all qualities, our abilities are complete within the holy name. So the more we are chanting, the more taste is coming. So for that you can chant and chant and chant for years and years and years, and even more and more bliss is coming, more realizations you can make, and the more it's also revealing this whole world, this whole spiritual world.
we can read the quotation for the general
Thank you.
So, in Gita Shastra, 3:42-43, the Lord has told Sri Arjuna, "O Arjuna, it is said that the senses are higher than the body. The mind is higher than the senses. The intelligence is higher than the mind. And the soul is even higher than the intelligence. O mighty Aunt One, knowing this, that the soul exceeds the intelligence, ascertain yourself through yourself. In other words, realize that you are Krishna's eternal servant and that your body and your senses are simply illusory designations.
Illusory designation means that all this have nothing to do with our true self.
We identify, but it's not our self.
But we identify.
Means material abhima, material thinking. I'm working for such and such company. I was born such and such a family. You know, I have such and such a qualification and license. It's all illusory. Our abhima, avya, dadadasi, or you know, that is the real one.
The real identification with the soul. So the whole world in one book, Shyananta Das Babaji mentions that the material world is worthless.
Worthless.
Worthless. Worthless. the material world.
What?
Word.
What? Okay, okay.
Less.
Okay.
Is without any value because it is temporary. At the end of the Kali Yuga, everything will be destroyed and goes back within Mahavishnu, and the whole creation comes back again. So, from the spiritual point of view, it has no value.
Yes, it's one angle of vision.
It's one aspect, yes, of course.
Well, it's really because it's really for Rabbi Krishna, the Moha, the way revealing here in some pastime was, which is not in Galoka Vrindavan. For them, it's really high value.
Of course.
But in this context, what we are reading, yes, it's true.
But in the context, I think, for identifying with the body and the circumstances and country and all these things.
Yes.
It is.
It's true. For the eternal soul, it's so much painful. Always be in temporary condition. It's true. Everything for what soul is attached, place of birth, where a person's growing. Parents, everyone whom attach, everything will be destroyed by time. Everything will disappear. It's so much painful for the soul. That is why he's still in like this. Because it's natural to the soul have attachment. But now attachment to the riches will be not eternal. Mm. What is why he's telling for the soul it's worthless.
Yes.
Thus, you can conquer this indomitable enemy called lust. Such are the teachings of the scriptures and the great teachers. The living entity is Krishna's eternal servant, whose only duty it is to serve
Krishna.
The body and its belongings and relatives are the gift of Maya that have nothing to do with the real identity of the soul.
Is the gift of Maya, I think this is because of our desire to come to this material world and to play God by ourselves.
Yeah.
So then this is the gift of Maya who gives us the opportunity. So it is that by desire we came to this material world and by desire we can leave this material world. So it is depending on our desire. This is not forced by someone else. We have to truly desire this, what we want. This is our so-called free choice that we have. We can always make our choices.
Yeah.
And all these things that we are reading, who are in the scriptures, are all recommendations how we can come out of this material world. But each and every one of us has to do it by him or herself.
Some
has to have this desire, what we want and what we don't want.
What do you think, Maharaj?
You know, interesting. So, two kinds of Maya. Everybody knows. Yoga Maya, Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. And Mahamaya is kind of Gavan Maya, Durga Devi.
Durga Devi.
And Yoga Maya is, you know, some people say like Purnamashi or, you know, but actually Radhika in China. So, Durga Devi is role is someone who has ego.
Love is?
Like, you know, like kind of Yoga Maya is kind of work. No, sorry, Mahamaya. Durga Devi is work.
Work
is like this. If some conditioned soul has independent desire, means material desire for sense gratification or false ego. That should remain, keep this material world.
And
then someone who surrendered to Krishna or Radha Mohan, that surrendered soul, Mahamaya, sometimes help soul
too.
Of course, you know, some tests also same time happening. But in really surrender, Durga Devi was kind of, you know, helping to the conditions. And then in charge is from Durga Devi to you know, Yoga Maya. Made in charge of like kind of a,
this is a nice example, and then came to when Kamsa wants to kill this girl. This girl was actually Yogamaya. But then he touched her, trying to touch. In this moment, she turned to Durga Devi.
Wow.
It's a very nice example.
So therefore, you know, this kind of, say, Durga and, say, you know, Yogamaya Devi is a different explanation, but, say, Durga and, say, I say in short, Radha Rani. Mm-hmm. It's kind of coins, I say.
Two sides of the coin.
It's depend on our consciousness. If our consciousness goes to spiritual thing, means surrender to the Radha Mohan, or surrender to our false ego. This coin is like this.
This is marginal. Sometimes we are in the material, yes, and sometimes we are in the spiritual. Yes.
So, and then, even we are, we try to become devotee, but still sometimes we are kind of, sometimes like that.
It's called sanchari.
Sanchari. You know, sometimes this side, okay, no, this side, you know, okay, with this side, like, you know, kind of. This is Gurudev says sanchari.
Okay.
But if we fix, then move, then Durga Devi say, oh, you are now fixed, you can go.
So that means the goal has to be fixed.
Mm.
This is one devotee once gave an example. In the circus, you have this dancer on the string, very high. They are on one string, and they walk on this string with the balance. And they have to fix very much the goal so that they can reach the goal. But if they're looking a little bit here and here, or they deviate, then they immediately fall down.
Like Prabhupada also mentioned, we are like kind of walking like kind of edge. If little bit careful, we fell down. And also same time, Bhagavatam said different story also. If we surrender to the Krishna, then even we are blind, we close eye, never fell down. Something, you know, this kind of thing also there. Because, why that? Because kind of protection of Fradini Shakti, protection of Yoga Maya, if we really surrender. But if we are not surrender, then sanchari nature is sometimes, you know, sometimes fell down, then again, okay, again fell down, okay, again try, again fall, then I kind of, then slowly, slowly we learn, you know?
Yeah.
Then we learn, oh my God, this is very dangerous, oh, I waste of time, then slowly, slowly we are more fixed.
The most important thing, I think, is that we remain in our bhajan, no matter what happens.
Or remain association with the devotee.
Yeah.
I think that is the most important. Because, you know, in this material it's a very dangerous world. But if we stick the association of the devotee, stick the of Gurudev's mercy, then even though we may little bit, you know, deviation, but come back. Then we are protected. But if we leave association with devotee, leave the protection of Gurudev, that is very dangerous.
Yes. Then many other things are coming in the mind and we are going away.
Radhe, radhe.
Radhe, radhe.
then we have to surrender our false ego. So how are you? Better?
Better. Yes. Better.
He's very sensitive to cold.
Yeah,
but as soon as takes some cold, cough start again.
Yeah, but slowly, slowly now getting warmer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You'll be more fine.
Sitting in the sun.
You're
going to
come. May I do a question?
Yeah.
Because before we were speaking about design, and that it is our choose. Decide where to go. Sometimes I heard the Gurudev says that desires also depends on our past Sukriti. If we have not enough Sukriti, we cannot have a desire. So in certain disparate case, might be my case, the only thing is just pray for mercy, because Guru can give desire also. Because sometimes we cannot attend. What do you think?
Actually, true. According to our sanskara, or previous karma, or previous offense, it affect in this lifetime. Also, Gurudev's mercy is there. But the problem is we have vessel. We have vessel, but sometimes hole there.
Sometimes?
Hole, inside.
Buko.
Hole, okay.
And then leaking the mercy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then we cannot hold it. Mercy is coming, but... So, and then we have to fix this fold. Then, what is this fold? This kind of hole is our material desire, and also like a discreetly, our offense.
And I think also the tendency that we want to be independent.
This everything comes from false ego, false identity, and desire also. And I was talking with Gurudev. And then, and so I face problem. And then Gurudev give me so much instruction, advice. And then, one day Gurudev told me, I got the answer from Radharani. And then Radha said to Gurudev, whatever happens is happening.
Whatever happens is happening.
I don't know due to karma or due to the mercy. Whatever happening is happening. Like us, we don't know why become disease, why become sick. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't know. Well, my wife died. I don't know why. But happening is happening. Our idea is just to accept. At the mercy of the Lord.
Because we cannot change it anyway.
We cannot change. And we cannot blame anyone. So therefore, and then Gurudev told me, you know, and Jayananda, whatever happening is happening. The Radhana said, don't bother.
It's what I told before, yesterday. It's what Gurudev read from Ananda's Babaji Maharaj in Vrindavan. Everything was coming, Shrimati Radhika
Sahasrara. Sorry, read this one.
Srila Gurudev quoted Ananda Das Babaji in his commentary to Srivilap Kusumanjani. What's happening in Vrindavan with devotees? It's all Shrimati Radhika's mercy. Just relax and accept.
Jai.
So, and then I hear with such explanation, it's depend on my choice. I'm like this. When I'm here, what Gurudev told me, he received from Srimati Radhika, I have hope because I know there is sweet will for me.
So therefore, don't bother.
Yeah.
And live now.
And live now, whatever we can do, do it. So, because if we thinking about the situation, may not change. Just accept as mercy, and just surrendering. The whatever I could do, we do it. Try to fix our mind to the Radha Mohan Lotus.
And this idea, what is coming from the high will, sweet will, is fixing us on this sweet will. Means
yes.
On Srimati Radhika's mercy. On the hill. Otherwise, I will think I am doer, I am independent.
Yes.
It's depending on my choice, what I will choose.
And we can be much more relaxed.
Yes.
If we are giving and depending on their mercy, then we don't have to bother. Gurudev said, if you are living in the divine, you don't have to bother about anything.
Because everything is...
Actually, it's very simple. But our mind is very complicated.
If Krishna want to us to be illusion, then we are the illusion.
When I just came to here and Springfield, Gurudev explained to us here. He was sitting there and he thought, you know, Krishna is very bad. Not Krishna is very sweet and good, but it was mood, his mood. He created this world, he created this illusion, he put me in this illusion.
You know, we are thinking we are intelligent, but if Krishna wants to cover our intelligence, we are covered. We don't know this is Mahamaya or Yoga Maya, but we are covered. We cannot escape.
Because he can do whatever he likes.
Yeah. So then, okay. Whatever you can do, you do it. I just a puppet. Whatever you can do it. If you want to give me suffering, do it. I accept. I deserve it. Whatever you like. This Radharani also feeling, Shikshashtaka.
You can embrace,
yeah, you embrace, or you can, you know, ignore. But you are my master, eternal master. So then I start thinking, oh, actually we are very, very insignificant.
But I think Krishna, he don't want to make us suffer because he loves us.
Yeah, that, you know, this suffering, that kind of teaching.
For increase our love.
Yeah.
That you want to come back to him.
It's not ordinary suffering, you know.
That we have enough of the material world.
Because sometimes, you know, father want to son or daughter some lesson.
преподать своему сыну или дочери урок.
Then children realize, oh, I have to learn. Oh, this is wrong. This also the verse Apiche Sudra
Chara.
If a devotee may do something very abominable thing, but if you are fixing my, you know, fixing your mind at the lotus feet, then you are sadhu.
You are?
Sadhu.
So that means it is not up to us to criticize anyone.
No.
Because we don't know what is all behind and why and what. And
I have interesting example in my life. I met one devotee in ISKCON, in same Brahmacharya ashram. I doesn't like him at all because he was very gross. His behavior to me was not good at all. After a few years, he came to our Gaudiya Math center in Moscow. He was completely different. His eyes was clear, soft, his kindness. He was a completely different person. I couldn't believe it. He was so changed. Before, he was completely different. It's what you thought. We don't know. We don't know what will be, what behind of all this situation.
So before you came, Pranamadamaji, you came, we are reading Shikshashtaka. And it mentions, sometimes people think devotee who behave nicely, acting properly, that is devotee. You know, we are thinking devotee means who acts nicely, properly, that is devotee. Sometimes we thinking, oh, this devotee is evil behaved, doing so much nonsense, that he is not devotee. We are thinking like this. But actually, no. Anyone worships Supreme Lord wholeheartedly, even he is behaves do so much nonsense, still he is devotee. Therefore, Ananda Das Baba said, we should not say anything bad to anyone. If we do, this is offense.
Yeah, we read about this. No?
Yeah, we have read, no?
Shikshashtaka.
By Ananda Das Baba Maharaj. So therefore, at least, you know, I don't want to say anything bad thing to any devotee. I try to be.
One Vaishnava wrote the song to Vaishnavas. He is telling, I am offering my pranams to all devotees of Raja, and like he's in particular moment he is telling, I offer my dandavats or pranams to devotees who is living anywhere in any place of the world. And then he is telling, in any time, in past, present, or in future, now I can maybe not devotee, but in future become devotee, I'm offering them my dandavats.
Sometimes Kaviraj Goswami is saying,
Kaviraj Goswami is saying,
he's paying obeisance to future devotees. Sometimes we don't understand what the condition is. So therefore, you know, we are thinking material calculation. Oh, he came just now. He's new for you. He's new. I experienced more than him. I'm 30 years, 40 years, you know, history. But we don't know. He background or her background, his background. He may advance much more than us, me.
Because we don't know who they are, who anyone is. Maybe due from his Sukriti, from his past life, he may seem new, but then he comes and he makes very rapid progress and so passes far. Then I must say, now I'm the new man. And not he's the new man.
You know, like yesterday was Shri Priya. Shri Priya's appearance, no, appearance day, birthday. But we don't know who is Shri Priya.
Yes.
You know, she may be very great devotee.
No,
she's Radha-dasi, you know. Oh my God.
So because we should take in consideration that she is born here, for example, and we are born somewhere in the West. So it is much more higher to take the birth in Vrindavan than all those who took birth in the West.
Yes, but still external behavior, age is there. You know, she has to, you know, age.
Of course,
you know, she's 5 years old.
Small girl.
Small girl, so therefore, you know, even though we are very low, but material calculation, we have kind of position to give some kind of blessing.
You know, one Vrijabasi one time said, you can chant millions of rounds and you will never attain the level of a Vrijabasi. So to say that this is very different birth, different position of existence. He said it in a loving way, little jokingly, you know.
Yeah, but once it's true,
but
you know.
It is true, you know.
Also, you know, someone said, Vrijabasi also, different kind of Vrijabasi. Eternal Vrijabasi was someone who stayed just in Vraja. Because, you know, sometimes I heard many rikshawara came from all over the India, especially Kartik time, to earn money. So, we may say he's also Vrijabasi. Stay a few months or a few years. They're also Vrijabasi.
That one who said this to me is a Vrijabasi from Radhakund, and it is from generation and generation and generation, from I don't know when, always staying in Radhakund.
And some devotees say like this. One Vrijabasi told, I don't know correct or not. There is Vrijabasi and Vrijajana.
What is Vrijajana?
Vrijabasi means someone who is in Vrindavan.
A resident of Vrindavan.
Vrijajana is Vraja's people. One devotee said, one Vrijabasi who lives in Kusumsarva. Vrijanav, Krishna's great grandson.
Yeah, то есть внук Кришны.
He came Vraja.
Он прибыл сюда.
At that time,
после ухода Кришны.
He established many deity, including, you know, Madana Mohan, Govinda Ji, Gopinatha Ji, and other deity. At that time, he was appointed, I think, five family members. I forget the number, but one is Kusumsarovara. One, what, I don't know, I forgot. At least one is Radhakunda. And a couple of families, Vrindavan. They called Vrijajana. still there, some family still means 5,000 back, 5,000 years back.
Yes.
Still they are continuing this.
Yes. So we don't know who they are.
So we don't know
who they are. And Gurudev said, we have always to respect the Rajavasi.
Yes, that's the same.
That is very important. So externally they may do many things, but we don't know who they are. And who are we to criticize anyone?
And it can be the rickshaw driver.
Yes, anyone.
You know.
And even the rickshaw driver, he sees who you are and where you are in life and where you stand. They can see.
You know, where I start living in Vrindavan, and then I used to come to here from other place. Then at that time, I talked with Gurudev. Gurudev, today, I did not know person, Vrajavasi, but we did conversation with I.
Yes,
you know.
Oh.
And then he said, you know, Vrajavasi, real Vrajavasi could recognize they are sadhu or not sadhu.
Yes, they can immediately take.
They immediately tell. And then, if they recognize sadhu, then treat as sadhu. If they recognize this is a foreigner, then they treat as like
a foreigner.
Foreigner.
Yeah, yeah. One time I was also taking one taxi or something, and the driver was also a Vrajavasi. And then I get in, he looked at me and he said, are you balanced? And I was saying, yes, 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 yes. And then after 10 minutes I was thinking and was...
Actually,
I'm not balanced. He could see immediately what is going on. And like this, he told very naturally. He said, are you balanced?
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. This is another level of existence, you know, they are much more sensitive because they are not contaminated with all this internet and movie watching and handy. They are like more, the nadis are very much open, so they can feel the other person. It's on another level. It's happening.
Maybe it's not so much depend on the channel, it's depend on someone who is inside.
In the heart, you can feel.
Paramatma.
It's not Paramatma, no.
Ah,
no. Paramatma is for, it's from general souls.
Okay.
Ishta devotees. They're from childhood worshiping.
Yeah.
Family Thakurji or close by temple. They have connection, so much connection in heart with Thakurji.
And one day I took riksha, and then a bicycle riksha.
We took British.
And then, you know, we felt this rickshaw is very elevated. Because, you know, he's always chanting Radha's name very with love. I was so impressed. Oh my God, this rickshawara is not ordinary. This is very, very advanced. And then he denounced many rickshaws, give me more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he did not say anything, just the duty during this, you know, is kind of, you know. And then he's chanting Radha's name, you know, kind of some kind of very sweet song. And this song come into ear. Oh my God, this is very sweet. It's very advanced. You know, oh my God, this is, you know. Oh my God, just you know. Yeah, I just.
Я пережил ему свой поклон.
successo qualche mese fa.
I took a rickshaw, and we
stopped here before the
gate.
E questo si è accasciato sul sulla nuvola.
And he bent down and was saying, Rade, Rade.
Io sono sceso, ho preso i soldi, e lui continuava.
I put the money in his hand.
Mi ha guardato
assente. He looked at me as it was not there.
È come se l'avessi svegliato.
It was as if I had wake up him, as if he
didn't understand why
I was giving money, because he was so absorbed in chanting Radha's name.
It's amazing.
Quello, secondo me, un punto è vero, ognuno è a un certo punto della sua progresso spirituale.
It is true that everybody is at a certain point of his spiritual process and progress.
E solo un'anima realizzata può vedere dove siamo.
Only a realized soul can actually see where we are.
Quello meno l'anima elevata.
Or at least very elevated soul.
Quello che secondo me possiamo fare tutti, però.
What I think we everybody can do.
È capire. Quanto vale questa misericordia che ci dà il Guru.
Is try to understand how much valuable is this mercy that Guru is giving.
Io sono stato tanto tempo vicino a Gurudeva.
I was
e lui
for many months I was very close to Gurudeva, serving him because nobody
giorno e notte pensa come aiutare i devoti.
And I could see how day and night he always thinks about how to help devotees.
A volte si sveglia all'una, alle due e telefona a qualche devoto.
Sometimes he wake up 1-2 o'clock and calls some devotee. Because he knows that.
Ma questo ve lo può dire anche la Salida.
Yes, also la Salida can say this.
Molto interessante la Salida.
E poi c'è anche questa storia che abbiamo letto di come si chiamava Goranga Baba.
And also that story we read about Goranga Baba, the sense of Raja.
Che a un certo punto si è sentito male.
That he was feeling very bad.
A causa dei discepoli.
Due to the behavior of disciples.
Secondo me bisogna cercare di sviluppare amore e apprezzamento per il Guru.
I think one should develop much appreciation and gratefulness towards the Guru,
in modo da evitare offese che poi possono ricadere su.
In order also to avoid offenses that somehow can have some effect on the health of Guru.
Чтобы не было последствий для здоровья, конечно. I saw once how its effect coming to Gurudev's health. It's not due to karma of disciples, it's just because he's worrying so much. When we read here Hidden Path of Devotion on Japanese Zoom, do you remember? We come to the
as part, there was five ingredients of Raganuga Bhakti. And we found some, but here is Sanchari Bhava.
Yeah.
And Gurudev thought it's better to stop here, not more read this book. And evening time, when I did massage to Gurudev, just before sleeping, he told, next day, he told, you know, second day I'm sick. I have problems with digestion because so much worrying after what I found in this book. So many devotees were cheated.
So many devotees were cheated.
Were cheated. Yes, he thought so much pain.
By what cheated? Yes. Yeah. By the book.
By this type of narration, this type of line of thinking.
By the presentation in the book.
Yeah, not book. Before it was lectures. It's presentation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
he was so much worried. He thought, second day, my digestion is good because of I'm so much worried about this.
Yes, I heard something from Gurudev, but I don't understand what he meant directly. That he does not agree with some points of the presentation of Srila Narayana Maharaj.
He did not say public. So I don't want to say public. But point is, Gurudev is very fixing to style. But if we, Gurudev, hear, saw, teaching Sanchari Varma, his heart is feel pain. And he also told me, most of Guru, especially outside Braja, or even inside Braja, their teaching is Sanchari
Bhava. Some days ago he told something like this, because he said outside of Braja everything is under influence of Yoga Maya, and inside of Braja is Mahamaya.
No.
Opposite, sorry. Outside of Raja is Mahamaya, inside of Raja is Yogamaya. Therefore, certain things can only be discussed and understood in Vrindavan.
True.
And not outside.
No. So therefore, if we don't come to Vrindavan, stay in Vrindavan, certain things we may not understand. So she wants to share.
It's already gone, this flow, and another question about Sanchari Bhava. Maybe it's confused. Actually, only Gurudev's lecture I heard, so Sanchari Bhava is not the style. But in Shastra, another Sampradaya or another Gurudeva will say, Sanchari Bhava is higher than Shtai Bhava.
Sanchari Bhava is higher.
Maybe you are senior, so please make clear. Some Shastra says, Sanchari Bhava is higher than Shtai. What does mean this in this point?
Actually, the other thing is, Stai Baba is just fixing Baba. It doesn't matter. This is Saki Baba or Manjari Baba or like a parenthood or Saka Baba. It doesn't matter. Stai Baba is one Baba. And then Sanchari Baba is like this. Sancharibha is explained by Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I forgot the real verse, but the meaning is Samasneha. Means samasneha means this is kind of say samasneha samsaki. Sometimes go to radical side, sometimes go to Krishna side. Because samasneha means, you know, sometimes have to go both ways because equally love. So therefore, generally speaking, according to Rupa Goswami, samasneha is like kind of it's another way to say it's sancharibha. So like a Stai Baba is not only Manjari Baba, but also Saki Baba, or also parent food, or you know, or Saka Baba also.
What Stai Baba means that you are fixed in one.
Yes, fixed in one Baba. But generally speaking, Gurudev said, if we fix Manjari Baba. Gurudev using in that sense, but generally speaking, Stai Baba means fixing one Baba.
One Baba.
Yeah, that's it.
According to your
natural
attractiveness.
Natural attractiveness. Mm. So therefore, many people say different things. That also, surely saying, also one sense is, you know, one sense made true.
Yeah, because in this Munger Mandir, I'm Sanchari, I want to become one day Stai, it's okay. But if we talk with another Vaishnava, I'm just a Sanchari, I want to stay, become one day Stai, they are, you are Sanchari already, not only Stai. Oh, you are already Sanchari stage. It's like, you are very high soul. Maybe they think, little ego or little confusion. That's right. In Mandir, it's okay, but we have to take care sometimes to talk with other persons, not to mention. It's better. In my case, I'm very young devotee. That's why we don't. It's better not to use I'm Stai, I'm Sanchari. It's not good to mention. How do you
think? You know, like Gurudev has, you know, Gurudev has specific word. Because he's Gurudev is like a very advanced. Siddha, he can say anything. But sometimes we can repeat among this devotee. But if we go to another Sangha, we have to express in different way. Like I say, if I invite of ISKCON devotee, then I have to adjust for ISKCON way. If I was invited in Gaudiya Mata, I have to say in different way to explain. If I am inviting Saki Baba's group, if in case, and then I have to adjust in that way.
Because we don't want to disturb anyone, we want to help.
Yes.
So sometimes we have to adjust or feel which level I can talk, which topics I can talk.
So therefore, my understanding, you know, so my, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm so proud, maybe, or maybe, you know, but I have to adjust Gurudev's words in different ways, because Gurudev is saying in this direction. But generally people thinking right away. Like for example, like Gurudev say, like, you know, Gadara is Radha Shakti. But Prabhupada mentioned Krishna Shakti. So we have to know both ways Of course, among the, our Sangha is okay, Radha Shakti is okay. But if we say to this word in ISKCON devotee, then confused, they may criticize us.
Therefore,
because they don't understand.
I don't share all what I hear and learn from in the Sangha. I don't share even with my...
Okay.
You know, so therefore, like this, like Sanchari Baba, if we say I'm Sanchari Baba, means okay. I'm Saki Baba, fixing. People may understand.
Yeah.
Or you are already Samasneha. Oh, you are so advanced.
And when people may think like this, he will ask you and then you can tell. But before then you are only causing disturbance to me.
So therefore, in that sense, you know, so
you are right.
Like sometimes we have to see time, place, circumstance, to whom we speak. That also it may be. But this is experience, so Kishori did experience nice things. No? And then we learn from other devotees' reaction.
And when someone is interested in all these subjects, then he will ask, and then we can tell. But in general, it's better to feel what is the need and what we can talk about, and slowly, and like this we can help each other.
And also Gurudev said, in Braja, sadhu, generally speaking, never talk about Manjari Baba.
Never talk
Manjari Baba.
Because it's something very intimate.
Very intimate. So therefore, but you know, we are discussing, but if we discuss this outside Braja, it's not a very good idea.
Yes, it's a very delicate subject matter.
Out of Braja means out of Braja, devotees who is in this mode.
Yeah, out of like, you know, maybe our very intimate Sangha is okay, maybe. But if a little bit outside, we should not talk.
Yeah.
Because maybe they will be disturbed by this talk.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel hurt. If I did this in the past, and I always felt hurt of the words that came.
Because
it was hurting me, because it was... not kind about my Gurudev talking or about my family, and I felt hurt.
Yeah, because sometimes negative reaction may come. So therefore, this is also, Gurudev also very careful now.
Yes.
And Gurudev told also in his room some days ago, I know that my devotees are not causing trouble outside. They are always kind and respectful to every other Sangha or Guru. And he noticed that they are not causing trouble.
And Gurudev, interesting, you know. So we are discussing Mahamantra. Then Gurudev explained Mahamantra is like embracing and you know different lila. Then I talked. Gurudev, actually other people chanting Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Sham Sham.
Some are chanting,
okay. You know, some Sampradaya people.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and then, and then I say, yeah, actually Gurudev, you know, this I really appreciate this Hare Krishna Mahamantra because indirectly explain everything. And then Gurudev said, yeah, they are too high. They are too high. We are not qualified. You know, this kind of explanation. You know, Gurudev is very, very nicely explained. They are too high. We are so low. We are so, you know, we are so low. We don't understand.
One devotee said, this mantra that you mentioned is the Madhurya Svarup of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Radha. Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. Is the Madhurya Svarup of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So anyway, you know, Gurudev is saying, did not say, we are higher, they are low. Instead of, they are very high.
More high.
More high.
Yes.
We are so unqualified, we don't understand. We are not to approach. Like, you know, he's saying like this. It's a very beautiful thing. Always respect.
Yeah.
Oh, you are too high, you are so great. We are too low, we don't understand. We are not kind of eligible to.
Like, with this attitude, you can always remain humble.
Yes.
And don't make any offense and appreciate
yes.
also the other lines.
Yes, yes. That is safest way. If we say, you know, we are so high, we are learning, you know, highest one, you know, you are lowest, and then, you know, people become angry, why you are talking? And then arguments start.
Then arguments start. Because this is the talk of our ego.
Yes.
Like Mahamaya is coming through
yes.
the ego
yes.
and saying, you are so much advanced devotee.
Yeah.
You have understand the conclusion of the Shastra.
Yes,
it's very tricky.
Very good, David, you know, knows, you know, art, how to deal, how to talk.
And then, when you can have this attitude, then you are not attacked, then you can remain, let's say, you can remain
balanced. Yeah, you don't feel attacked.
Yeah, because you know we don't want to create any kind of argument and criticism.
Gurudev told me not to argue.
No.
And also in my relationship, in my situation, he said, don't argue, don't fight, give love and respect and compassion all the time.
The word, then you are not agitated. If you can have this kind of attitude, kind and loving to every living entity, then you don't become agitated and you can remain calm too. And the other one will feel that why I am so angry or going in argument, better to stay calm, positive and relaxed.
But if I cannot deal with this, is it okay for me to leave the room, for example?
Yes, sometimes I also better to leave the room and then
I need a break.
You know, Indian culture, I don't know now, but they used to have some special room for crying.
Mangar, it's called Mangar.
And especially some kind of, you know, queen. Queen has some problem. Then just without saying anything, go to in this room and then cry. Then after express her feeling, then, you know, again, you know, and then come out. Nothing happens.
Yeah. I need this. I also need to go. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. I'm in the chair.
Okay.
Where did we stop? The establishment of self-identification with these false designations is the cause of bondage. And the renunciation of such self-identifications are the cause of liberation. Although the ears hear these teachings hundreds of times, they do not listen. Rather, they run after topics that are unrelated to Krishna. The mind is constantly accepting and rejecting different mundane things. The heart is willingly and knowingly unmoved by all these teachings. The restless human mind will not firmly remember that the only supreme truth is God and the only means to attain Him is devotion.
This is all because of our Purusha Abhiman, that we are hearing these things thousand times, we won't listen, and the mind is always deviating, because we want to be the master of the universe. We cannot surrender, we cannot take shelter, because we want to be independent.
My ears hear, but don't listen. And my heart knows, but does not realize. They cannot become determined and fixed. Here ends verse 20.
Так заканчивается комментарий к 20 стиху прямо Бхакти Чандрики. Можете прочесть еще раз стих.
The senses that dwell in our bodies are so many enemies. Nobody obeys anyone. My ears hear, but don't listen. And my heart knows, but does not realize. They cannot become determined and fixed.
То, что сейчас If we think I am material body, the sense is disturbed, then we forget who we are. But if we never forget who we are, we are Radha Dasi. Then sense is also can use for Radha Seva. Then Radha Dasi.
And this must actually describe how to fix our mind. If we conquer enemy, and automatically we are fixed and determined and fixed.
Yes, here the material senses are described as enemy. because they are bewildering us. So if we are engaging all our senses, the mind included, in devotional service, all the senses and the mind can be spiritualized. So they are no enemy anymore, because the mind and the senses are helping me to make progress in my spiritual life. If we engage everything in devotional service, in anything that we are doing, internally and externally.
If my ear hear and listen and realize it, then we are determined and fixed.
Allora diventiamo determinati e fissi.
We hear and listen and know and realize then our mind, our senses determine and fix.
That's why we need to listen from self-realized perspective as much as possible. Then we can understand what we should listen, what we should not listen.
Yes, because the sadhu can touch the heart. It's not only talking, it's touching the heart so that we can feel what he's feeling or she's feeling.
I have interesting experiences. We visit Mahanithyava and I asked Voshin about pranaya. She radaya pranaya mahima about this verse. And then Jananda talked about my...
What you asked her, sorry?
I asked Mahaniti Baba about what does mean Shri Radha Pranaya Mahima, what this word Pranaya means in the context of this verse.
You know Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adirira, the first chapter is, I think, fourth or fifth, or six verses.
And when they returned, Jananda told about my question to Shri Gurudev. And after next morning, Gurudev asked me, what do you ask, Mahaniti Baba? And I repeated to him my question, explained what I want to know. And what his answer, it's interesting. He told, you know, pranaya is the union of Radha and Krishna in night time. It's so intimate, so secret, but nobody will tell, nobody will explain to you what does it mean until you will realize your Swarup. And he told in such a way, but he gave me much more than in words. It was so interesting. He gave some feelings, his feelings towards this, towards pranaya. It's interesting. He thought nobody will tell you, but his heart telling something more than in words, in secret way.
Because this is very confidential.
In the union of Radha and Krishna in the night time.
Very confidential. Therefore, you know, Mahanidhi Baba asked Shiksha Guru.
Вот почему Махани Баба хотел спросить.
Абад Пранайя.
Пранайя. Что-то очень секретно читаем.
You know, he's asking, this prana is meant to prema, generally speaking, or dear prana in kind of a specific meaning.
Yes, my question actually was simple, like this, but like, but I couldn't ask in such a way to be clear.
And then Mahanidhi Baba's Shiksha Guru said, oh, this is generally talking of prema. Actually, this is both ways correct. Both is correct.
Ну, Шикша Гуру говорит, что в любом случае праная означает просто в целом према. Но и второй
способ тоже правильно. It depends on our understanding.
Это зависит от нашего понимания.
If some questioner is very neophyte, so which, you know, first Gurudev saying also true, if you are very neophyte, they cannot understand. Well, they may misunderstand. So therefore, yeah, this is generally speaking of prema. But if someone who is very advanced, then understand, or actually this meant for this lira, this nighttime lira, in Virapaksumanjari, or this lira, or that lira. Maybe some devotee may realize it. Then keep quiet. That's also possible, like Gurudev mentioned.
Yeah, Gurudev used to say, we need mood. Who is asking and what circumstance? Here is public or If we are going to more deep Japan, Vajan, then one day, maybe Gurudev will give us another answer. Every devotee has maybe same experience. If ask a question to Gurudev, after some years, different answer will come. And if we sitting with a senior devotee, ask question, what deep answer will come. This is a message from the senior devotee.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.